We're in the Kesa Sefer Simin Chaf Ches. We're beginning Sif Hey. Aseres b'nei Haman minig medine seinu l'kosvam b'daf miyuchad. Aseres b'nei Haman, our minig is that we write it on its own amud, the hainu b'tchilas hadaf ish. At the beginning of the daf, you have the word ish, b'tchilas hashita, at the beginning of the first line, ve'es b'seif hashita, and the word es is at the left side of the first line, v'chalak b'emtza, and you have blank space in the middle. And following that, you have the word parshandasa on the right side, ve'es mitzad hasheni, and es on the left side, ve'chein kulam, and all the shemes are on the right side, and all the s's are on the left side. U'b'sayf hadaf, ve'yazasa. At the end of the column, you have the word ve'yazasa mitzad ze on the right, aseres mitzad hasheni, and you have aseres on the left side. U'tzrichin laharech bevav de ve'yazasa, the vav of Vayezosa should be longer than regular. And it should be slightly tilted upward as well on an angle. Lamala toward facing up. Kazeh. Taz uprimagodim. As I stated, Taz in the primagodim. Vayeshaimrim diarech b'kriyosa. It doesn't mean that it should be physically long. Rather, it should be read long. Says the Lishka in Sifkot and Vav, Minig Medine Seinu, Agoin Merenu Rabbi Elio Vilner Zatzal. The Vilner Goin writes, Bibiurei, Kosav, Shezeu Shibush, that writing the Aseres B'nei Haman on its own Amud is a mistake. Elo Ha'ikar Hu She'yeh Ish B'roi Shashita. All it means, not is that Ish should be at the beginning of the column, it just means that it should be at the beginning of the line. The S B'soif Hashita and S should be at the end of the line. Meaning you could have many lines above or below, perhaps, but certainly above the Aseres B'nei Haman, as long as Ish begins at the beginning of the line and S begins at the end of the line. That's taka what it says in the Rishayim. Ubesefer Chayyadam and Ishmas Adam b'mechilas kvaytei rasei herech b'chinam b'dvarim d'chukim lahitzi advarim ipashdan. The Chayyadam is very shver, where he tries to prove that it needs to be on one column. V'chein hu b'agos ashri soif perakama de Megillah me'or zarua, like the Vilna Gaon, v'yanti bar zarua, v'hochi isa sham, and it says over there, lehedya b'simen shinayin gimel, aseres b'nei haman kach k'suvim, alpi mesech de soifrim, v'hochi gar sinon ish b'roish shita, v'es b'soif hashita, not on its own column, just means that ish should be at the beginning of the line, and s should be at the end of the line. V'risi oid, le'echad kodesh medaber ha Hu Hagoyin Chida Zatzal. I saw that the Chida also says Bifirusha Kisei Rachamim Lamesach the Seifrim Sham Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Vav Shekaza Vezel Hashayne Vapirish Pashit Keshekaisin Es Hamegila Tzarech Lichtoy Vaseres Bnei Haman Ish Biroish Hashita Ves Besayif Vetevas Aseres Besayif Hadaf Ad Kan Lashayne. So you see that the Chida also is understanding just that the word Ish needs to be at the beginning of the line, but the Chida doesn't say anywhere that the word ish should be at the beginning of the column. V'ayin b'shut Yad Ephraim, and look in the Yad Ephraim and Simon Ayin, herech k'tzas binyan zeh, he's marech about this, u'b'soif mevi mashakosav b'mesayra, and he brings what's brought in the Mesayra, shakosav etzara shiheh ish b'roish hadaf, aseres b'soif hadaf, u'b'soif ha'amud, the Beis Ephraim understood that this Messiah that says that it should be Beroish Hadaf is like our Minig that we have it on its own Amud. From the fact that it uses a double Lashon, it says Aseres b'soif hadaf u b'soif ha'amud. So that means that in the other place where it says b'soif hadaf, it just didn't mean b'soif ha'amud. So ish, when it says b'roish hadaf, all it means is that it should be at the beginning of the line, but it doesn't mean at the beginning of the amud. Dehainu b'roish hashita v'loi b'tchilas ha'amud. L'chein nir l'fi ane'estaiti af ki ein b'yadeinu l'shanes es ha'minig, even though we can't change the minig, mikol mokim, im ira shenechtav ha'megillah ve'in ish b'roish ha'amud. Should one have a Megillah where the Aseres B'nei Haman is not on its own column, af ki yesh gam Megillah acheres, even though there's another Megillah, ela sheyesh ba'ezereyesa, the other Megillah is shvach, for whatever reason, masha'ena bezu, karen bezu. So you could read from this Megillah with the Aseres B'nei Haman not written on its own column. V'hu shehi al kalponim Aseres b'seif ha'amud, provided that the word Aseres is at the end of the column, But if the aseres is not at the end of the amud, it's rather somewhere in the middle of the amud, in that case, ein likris bo ela b'shasat chak, she'ein megillah acheres k'sheira v'oz karin bo b'brochis, then you could still read from it with brochis, but you shouldn't read from it if you have another megillah available. Says the Kesis in Sif of, mashanoigin ha-seifrim, this that the seifrim have a minig, lichta v'aseres b'nei haman ba'isis g'doilis, ein ha-meikir adin. There is no such halacha that the aseres b'nei haman have to be in large letters. Sharei lo nimnu b'mesayra, there's no such mesayra telling us that they should be ha-isis rabasi b'nei alfa b'isis g'doilim. Ach ha-seifrim nagu kein, but the seifrim have this minig, lefi sha'al ha-roiv kaisun es ha-megillas al-dafin ha-rukim, because b'derech klal they write the Megillah is with many lines. Aseres b'nei haman ein ela yud alef shitin. It's only 11 lines. It's richin lamalas ben es kol adaf, and you have to fill up the entire column. V'yishar cholok harbe libesayif oyrevach gadol ma'od ben shita l'shita, and you're gonna have a lot of space between the lines if you don't make big letters. L'chein kaisin aisyus gedolus. That's why they make swollen letters, large letters. Lamalas es hadaf, to fill up the page without a lot of extra space in the middle. V'afal pisha b'daf acher ein lases aisyus gedolus ektanis. Even though in a regular column we never want you to make large or small letters, k'she'enim akublim mibalei amasayra lasaisan shani hacha. Over here it's different. Kevin sharas b'nei haman k'suvim b'daf miyuchad. Over here they fill up the entire column b'fnei atzman. So in that case where it's not different than the rest of the column, ein lahakbid. It's not a kpeda. Avsha hadafin acherim k'suvim b'ksivadaka. Even though the rest of the columns look different. But if you have a Megillah without too many lines, and the Amud won't look funny if you write not in large letters but in medium-sized letters, karv l'ksav shel shar hadaf, and similar to the other columns, mutam mutav lichtav k'siva beninis, better to write an average-sized k'sav, a mediocre-sized k'sav, and in that way, it'll look more like the other columns. That would be more of a hiddur. As I saw, the Sha'ar Ephraim and Sharvav and Sif Nun Hey says the Keses in Sif Zayin Umashinoyegin Mikza Seifrim Shevemakam Shashem Hakadosh Merumas Birashay Tevis Ebeseifet Tevis Eisen Es Eisius Ein Gdeilis. In places in the Megillah where the Shem Hashem is Merumas, they make large letters. Leishlam Noyim Inasis Kein Lechatchila should not be done. Mikol Makim. But the Megillahs that are written that way are not possible. V'karim ben afil l'chatchila, and one can read from such a Megillah even l'chatchila, even though l'chatchila as well, one should not do it. Sif ches, Megillah shehi nekuda, if Megillah has nekudais, oy sheksuvim ba atamin, or it has the trup, v'cheinim kosev ba bedaf harishin habrachas upiyutim, einen nefselas b'kach. Or if it has in the first column the brachas of the Megillah or piyutim, doesn't pass the Megillah. Aval lechatchila ein menak nenaisa, but one lechatchila should not put nekudas in the Megillah. Ve'ein kais mevav berchesa, nor should he put the brachas at the beginning of the Megillah. Says the Levush. V'im hashatz ein ebaki benegina, and if the shliach tzibur doesn't know the trub properly, ve'ein shal misha yedei lahakris loy, and there's nobody who can help him, mutar and lichtei v'tamim b'megillah, you can put the trup in the Megillah, or yikra b'loy tamin, or just lay the Megillah without the trup, says the Magen Avraham. Says the Kesis in Siftes, Megillah shekosva b'smoil, a Megillah that was written left-handed by a righty, oy shekosva isha, or was written by a woman, oy cotton, yesh poislin, there are those that say that such a Megillah is possible, v'yesh machshirin, and there are that taka those that hold that it's kosher. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Zayin, who's machshir, v'yesh machshirin, b'birki yesef kosav, v'yesh listapik, isha shekosav Megillah ikshera. So sofik, if a woman writes a Megillah, if the Megillah is kosher, v'kosav lechiach mi, the kosav Rambam, the ein ha'or shalot, tzarech ibud l'shma, and the chido wants to say, from the fact that the Rambam paskins, that you don't need ibud l'shma, muchach delav l'kol midi midam nilay l'sefer Torah. So you see that not in everything is a Megillah like a Sefer Torah of him, Cain. And if that's the case, so it's also going to be k'shera b'shekos v'isha. When a woman writes the Megillah, it will be kosher as well. D'ha Tosfos kosva begitin daf memheom and beis divrei amaschel kol. Because Tosfos says, delav l'kol midi darshinin ukshartim uksavtim. The drasha of ukshartim uksavtim doesn't apply kol sheyeshne b'kshira yeshne b'ksiva, ela l'sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos, but not to everything else. For a Megillah would be kosher. For a prima godim esim in tafresh tzadik aleph mishnah tzayis if cotton base kosav. The prima godim writes the Megillah kevan the isha ve'eved mechuyav and al kalponim b'shmiya. Since an isha and an eved have to hear the Megillah, yichaylin lichtoiv, so they could write it as well. Avol cotton afshe yigia lechinuch loydami legodol upasal lichtoiv. But a cotton l'maisa he cannot write. So a woman yes, but a cotton no. B'sefer Melech HaShemayim Kosev Olav Shazau Tomua. Melech HaShemayim doesn't understand the Prima Godim. Mezuzah Techiach, because a woman is Chayev in Mezuzah, and yet we say that a woman cannot write a Mezuzah. So if a woman is Chayev to hear the Megillah, maybe she can't write the Megillah either. So Melech HaShemayim doesn't understand the Prima Godim. Ulfiani is Daiti Yeshlemer Kavanas Prima Godim, but the Lishka says we can understand the Prima Godim. The Bishlemer Begabim Mezuzah, the Sivoch, Savtam, Samuch, Luk, Shartam. By mezuzah, where the drasha of ukshartam uchsavtam is there, so shaper midrash shekol she'ena b'kshira and b'ksivus mezuzah. So that's where the drasha was said. Avol megillah lo shamanu, but this drasha was never extended to megillah. Elasha tosis kasvu sham b'shem rabbeinu tam duhu adin de'ein isha gedus lulav oisatzitzis kevin deloy mifkada v'lazeh shaper kasvu prima godim the megillah the mifkada shaper dami. Tosis says over there explicitly that a isha cannot tie up a lulav or make tzitzis since she's not in the mitzvah, but by Megillah she is in the mitzvah, so Mamela the Prima Godim is right that a woman would be able to write a Megillah. Lefi ani estaiti b'pshitus yesh leichiach kein min haRambam. We could prove this from the Rambam as well. Midakosav shekosva akum ayapikiris psula, from the fact that the Rambam says that if a goy or an apikiris wrote a Megillah, it's possible, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say that as well. V'loikosav gam shar ha-psulim, but he doesn't include all the other usual psulim, shekosav gam sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah shmamina dinuk sherim, from the fact that he doesn't include the other people like an isha who would be possible for a sefer Torah, so you see that by Megillah there would be kosher. Uktsas mach yesh leimer lefienez daiti dehamin v'tichtav Esther. Says it's mefurish in the pasuk. It says that Esther wrote the Megillah v'goymer yalfinan b'Megillah reish daf yutes to be in sefer udyoy. So from the fact that you learn out from vatichtayv Esther that she wrote that you need sefer udyoy, k'may kein nilman degam yishak sheher lichtayv silchari. You could see from there as well that a woman can write a Megillah. Oid kasev b'birke Yosef raya la'achshir mimasha kasev pri chadash. B'birke Yosef brings another raya from what the pri chadash says. Dim kasev ha-megillah b'smoil yesh la'achshir b'di'evid. That if one wrote a Megillah left-handed, it's kasher b'di'evid. V'hu adin la'megillah zu shekasev isha d'ksheira. So if you could write a Megillah left-handed, so isha could also write a Megillah. V'b'shari tshuva kasev, and in the shari tshuva he says, v'zeh l'shoinai v'nira, d'gama pri chadash efshad l'aymichshir v'ksiva b'smoil el b'di'evid. This, that the Prima Godim was machshir writing a Megillah left-handed, that's not lechatchila, that's only b'di'evit shekvar karaba, where you already learned from that Megillah. Avaloi likris lechatchila, but lechatchila you shouldn't learn from such a Megillah. V'niradim yesh limtzei acheres bekal, and it would seem that if you could find another Megillah easily, yikra sheinis b'loi brachas, you should learn again without a bracha. V'hu adin b'ksivas isha ekotin, so the same thing would apply if a isha wrote a Megillah, you should lechatchila try and find a different Megillah to learn from afterwards without a bracha. B'sefer Beis Aaron reisi shekosav dim kosav b'smal k'sheira u'mevarchen alea b'tzibur, and the Beis Aaron says you could even learn in the whole shul that could be the shul's Megillah if a Megillah was written left-handed. V'afilu yesh le'acheres, and even if you have another Megillah, ain't tzarech lahadir acheres, you don't have to use another one. U'mechilas k'vay teirazi, with all due respect to the Beis Aaron, hifriz al amida, he's taking it a little bit too far. Yaiser midai. U'linin likres ba lechatchila hine b'sheyesh Megillah acheres, but if you have another Megillah, pshita deloy nachtinan l'sveika, avada, we're not going to use this Megillah, which is totally in a sofik, when you have another Megillah available. Avada, not like the Beis Aaron. Avol b'she'ein Megillah acheres, but taka, if you don't have another Megillah available, near l'fi'ene istayti, the b'ksiva b'smoil, yesh likers ba b'loy abrochus, yitaka could lane from that Megillah, but you should not make brachas on it. The haksiva b'smoil gam b'sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos le'yadinan psul. The reason why you could lane from it is because l'maisa, even by a sefer Torah, it's not clear why writing a sefer Torah left-handed is a psul. El mitzad ha-svarah, just the svarah, she'en derech k'siva b'kach. Ayin la'el simen gimel sif katan vav, where he speaks about the idea of writing a sefer Torah left-handed. U'mehai taima nir, lefineh estaiti gamkin, lifsal ha-set fus. Since you need derech k'siva, and left-handed is not derech k'siva, so he says, so printing is also not called derech k'siva. Mishum de'en derech k'siva b'kach. And by Megillah, you need Ksiva. It says Lashon Ksiva, but it says Mordechai wrote. So you see the Lashon Ksiva is used by Megillah, and therefore you need Derech Ksiva. Avul because the Isha is cotton, but when a woman or a cotton write a Megillah, Kevin the Muchach may Rambam Bikshera, since that is Derech Ksiva, and we have a Rambam that says that it's kosher, that's mashma, that's clear from the Rambam that it's kosher, K'moshe. You could even learn from such a Megillah with the brachas. Says the Kesis in Sif Yud, Toifrin es ha-yirias yachad begidin. One sews up the yirias with gidin k'moy sefer Torah, like a sefer Torah, u'menichin k'tashir b'roish ha-yirias u'besoifrin. And he should leave a little blank area at the top of the yirias and at the bottom, k'moy b'sefer Torah, like we said, that the stitching should not extend to the edges at the top and the bottom. V'mainly gidin k'dei litver kula, if he doesn't have enough gid available, v'mhitl ba gimel chute gidin k'shera, if he puts in three stitches, the Megillah will be kosher, b'lvad shiyu mishuloshes, provided the Gemara says that it's mishuloshes. So what does that mean, mishuloshes? V'mneisha yesh b'ze pirushim shoinim, since it's not clear what that means, mishuloshes, tzarech losis yidei kulam, you have to be yaitza all three shitas in the rishonim. So how do you do that? V'yasa gimel tfiris b'reisha, you make three stitches at the top, v'gimel b'seifa, and three at the bottom, v'gimel b'amtziyosa, and three stitches in the center. Tfira achas b'chelek haravi mitzad zeh, and a single stitch at the top, u'tfira achas b'chelek haravi shemitzad ha'acher, and a single stitch at the bottom. V'ashar yitfer b'chutei pishton, and the rest of the Megillah, you can sew up the rest of the connection between each two yiriyas, you can sew up with chutei pishton, provided that you have gidim enough to make a chibur in an oifen of mishuloshes. And with that, we have completed Baruch Hashem, the Sefer Kesa Sefer, Baruch HaNoisen L'Yayiv Koyach, the Chavches Simonim V'Oilas Ha'oniloi, L'Reyach Nichoyach.